Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
I want to go stateside right now and speak to Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent in Washington. More details tonight about what it is the administration knew, or we believe they knew, about the possible collapse of the Afghan army in Afghanistan. Simon, good evening.
Good evening to you, Tom. Well, they definitely knew it because the State Department has confirmed the existence of a document that is being reported here tonight by the Wall Street Journal. The report in the Wall Street Journal says 24 State Department officials serving at the embassy in Kabul sent a memo to Secretary of State Antony Blinken and another top State Department official last month warning of the potential collapse of Kabul soon after the August 31st deadline that President Biden had set for the withdrawal of American troops. This was a cable sent through a specific channel that exists within the State Department. It's known as the Dissent Channel, that allows any American diplomat anywhere in the world to register their concern about and sometimes opposition to decisions that the government in Washington has taken. And the Dissent Channel was used by these 24 officials to try and warn Secretary of State Antony Blinken that they believed after the American troops had left, there would be rapid territorial gains by the Taliban, the collapse of the Afghan security forces, and the collapse of the government in Kabul. And they specifically recommended that evacuations of those Afghan personnel who have helped the Americans over the last two decades, and of course of American diplomats from the embassy, ought to be picking up in terms of pace. This cable was dated July the 13th. So we're talking about now, 5 weeks ago, They wanted evacuations to get underway. The huge problem in all of this is that it absolutely contradicts, again, The claims that President Biden has said as recently as last night in that ABC News interview that no one suspected this could happen. Well, 24 officials at the embassy in Kabul suspected this could happen, and that is going to be a monumental headache for President Joe Biden and his team.
Who's going to lose their job first?
Well, looking at the faces of some of these officials that are working alongside Joe Biden this week, the stress, the embarrassment and the, in some cases, anger that is etched in their faces has led to a parlor game here in Washington as to who's going to resign first. Yeah. Because evidently Joe Biden, at the moment at least, isn't in the mood for firings, because that would then concede that something had gone awfully wrong. And he said last night on ABC that nothing had gone wrong. He always knew that there was absolutely extraordinary. You know what's interesting as well, by the way, they published the full transcript of that interview today. When you watched that interview last night, you knew it was longer than ABC had put on the air. And when you saw Stephanopoulos ask him, what did you feel when you saw those images of the Afghans clinging to the plane and falling from the sky? And he immediately sort of, in the edit that they transmitted, said, well, that was 4 or 5 days ago. I just knew it meant we had to secure the airport. So I, and I presume many other people, thought, well, maybe they cut something out. Maybe there was an expression of condolence for the people who lost their lives, or anywhere else in the interview, an expression of sympathy and understanding for the thousands of American families going to bed again tonight here who are worried about whether their loved ones are going to get back from Afghanistan. Not one word of sympathy, empathy, or understanding anywhere in that interview. It's jaw-dropping, and now it's confounded by the fact that we know that the central claim he made in the interview about not having seen any intelligence that suggested that this could all happen so quickly is seriously threatened. That claim is seriously threatened by the existence of this cable.
As always, great pleasure. Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent, live for us at Washington in Washington, D.C.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.